supposed to dance.
This is dancing. Ted dancing. Boy, get it?
He's off to a hot start. Did they play this song at your gay wedding last night?
No, mostly just bangers such as, you know, Chic.
Shut up. All right, it's SMC episode 220. The numbers that people like Joey C and these other riffraffs can only dream of achieving. It'll take them years. Joey C will be dead in the ground before he even gets close to episode 220. You heard it here first. And that's just science and fact, because he's dying and his legs are going to fall off or something from drinking too much Coca-Cola. Husey from Husey Entertainment is here live from Belgium. What can you tell us?
Belgium is great. I don't like that Ray DeVito, though, while we're on the subject.
Oh, I've got some more voicemails from Ray DeVito today that he's...
What's he saying now? He's a disgusting person. I'm going to kill him.
It's really filthy, the messages he leaves my manager, Kelly P. is me.
I just don't understand how he's out there in public getting away with it all. Like, he's walking the streets, attacking
people.
He's
the type of guy who's a predator, where he says he doesn't have sex and he doesn't, he doesn't talk to women and he's gay, but then he goes around leaving scrupulous voicemails to women with big heinies. We don't swear here, heinies.
That's kind of a rude word. But, you know, but yeah, I just think that I can't wait for Ray to go to prison. And I've already contacted Netflix to interview me for the inevitable documentary called... I know what it'll be called. You ready to laugh?
Always.
The Chinfluencer.
Now, will that documentary be 2 hours long and feature an hour and a half of commercials?
If you want to make any money, yeah. Not that you'd know anything about that, you little merchandise-shirted cunt.
Yeah, we know a lot about that. But I don't. Anyway, I'm not good at hosting a show, as everyone knows. I'm more of a riff-raffer, a back-and-forther. Some good-natured ribbing is what I like. Ski Mask is figuring out his technical issues. He's going to be furious and probably drunk when he comes on. Go ahead. Your thoughts on the Middle East conflict.
Well, I got to be honest, when I woke up and I found out the news that there was trouble in the Middle East, I dropped my glass of milk in slow motion. I was stunned. That's like hearing that people wake up with kidney damage the day after St. Patrick's Day. I could never have predicted this happening. I'm pretty sure it'll never happen again.
No.
This is a one-off. These people, they're getting a bad rap, you know. A joke I just came up with, which Colin Quinn said first, was, why let a few 100,000 bad apples spoil the bunch? Haha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one's allowed to say anything, or else we're all cancelled racists. Even though they're the ones that are killing children and taking away the rights of women and homosexuals.
Well, you'd be mad about that.
Yeah.
No, I think
so would you.
I'm straight as an arrow. Although I think I'm back to not talking to women anymore. But we can get to that another day. Yeah, I think as long as we all, I think the important thing is that we all post about it and hashtag about it. You have to pick a side, or we have to all be in this together. And I'm sure they'll come up with like you said, I'm sure they'll come up with a way where they can get along, because this has never happened before. And one of the sides who runs the media, and I'm sure never has killed thousands more of the other people. But who's to say? Last time I checked, one of the sides is at the top of pretty much every financial company and entertainment industry and perhaps the world economy. But who's to say? So, I don't know. Draw the conclusions you want. I'm actually live from the Gaza Strip right now. I'm being held prisoner. This will be sniped on CNN soon, I'm sure. As you see, I'm in a black box. They've been feeding me. I will say this. One thing we can all agree on, and I made a very controversial post about it this week because it involved food, and we know how I feel about food posts. The hummus's food is light years. I mean, Israel's food is like a slice of apple with a piece of leavened bread next to it. That's about the extent of the Israeli cuisine.
Well,
almost as bad as your British cuisine.
Yeah, I'm so British.
You're very British.
Had fish and chips at the Queen's house, and Coldplay was there, and I said, I've got to go because I've got to pretend to like Jim Stansel for 40 minutes online.
Yeah,
you piece of shit. You scumbag.
No, we don't talk like that here.
You're lucky I don't come over there and fucking hamash you.
No, I'll put a jihad on you. You know, speaking of swearing on podcasts, you know what, this week, and I never noticed it before, pretty sure it just started, and I say this, obviously, because I listened to it, so everybody calm down. Did you see Gas Digital, specifically, I only listen to Real Ass Podcasts, they're now bleeping out cock and dick amongst the, they're also bleeping out faggot, which you would be mad about. did you see that? I can't wait till Ski gets in here because I'm sure he'll have But yeah, they're bleeping out swear words on Gas Digital now. Thoughts? Well,
that's because here's the thing. Unless you're getting like Joe Rogan numbers on YouTube, you cannot make any money from...
You know, how much money do you make that you read all these... If for our listeners at home and our thousands, perhaps millions of viewers watching live... your podcast, why don't you describe your podcast?
Well, you see, it's an experience, you know, it's
in
like
marketing.
Yeah. Basically, I know how to take control of the algorithm and make sure, like I did an episode, about AC/DC about 7 months ago. That's doing great now. Because the boys are back. See, you just got to be smart and think ahead. And you can make some, as they say in Hamas, moolah.
Ski Mask mowing a lawn?
How do I sound? Is there more sound noises? Is that what's going on?
It sounds like there's a lawnmower in the room with you. I don't know.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. I don't know what's going on.
Jesus, I'm about to kill somebody. I almost killed someone yesterday. I'm literally about to commit murder. This is fucking insane.
Save it for the show. Don't talk to us. Wow, this is... Now I take back everything I said about Joey C. I take it all back. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing for me, and I'm not easily embarrassed. But anyway, your podcast. So, how do you get these ads? Is it because you're the only funny person in Europe?
Yeah,
that's it. I figured that as much because.
No, I'm part of a network called the Creative Control Network, and that guy Joe Feeney, he worked a lot through the sports based podcasting world.
Feeney the Weenie, is that what you call him?
That's exactly it, and he laughs every time, especially at funerals. So I
love a good funeral laugh. By the way, funerals one of the fun places to give everybody a little laugh. Everybody needs a pick me up. I like to go right up to the dead body, right next to the old dead wife, and give him a little quick quip. Hey, looks better now than he did before. You know, a little something, just a little good natured ribbing. They usually appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I pronounce it funeral.
Oh, they must. That kills.
It does. And I walk up to the corpse and I go, "Who farted?" And everybody laughs. And I use the baby coffin to open a beer and be like, "Hey, at least it didn't turn out to be a you-know-what lover."
Yeah. I usually say something like, "Hey, I wish he worked this hard at the job."
Yeah. It's just, I hope I'm getting paid for this appearance, you childless whore.
I usually say, "Hey, where's the fucking alcohol? This fucking sucks, you fucking old bitch. Yeah. I'm glad he's dead."
Yeah,
everybody laughs.
I go up to the mother of child's funeral and I say, "Listen, I hope I'm not being insensitive here, but this is kind of a boring day out. You know, they could play a couple of tunes, crack open some apple cider. Am I right, Stansel, or what?"
Yeah, it's absolutely right. I go to that same funeral of the dead child and I say, "Hey, I guess now he can't press charges."
Yeah, hey, I guess next time we just do what I ask.
Now, she did cry very hard after I said that, but I thought it was funny.
Listen, that's women. They're fucking pieces of shit.
God, let's bash women for an hour and a half.
Yes.
All right, you go first.
Ray DeVito would. Fucking scumbag.
Ray DeVito's...
Do you know he's killed someone?
I don't doubt it. Probably driving.
Yeah, a golf fucking ball.
Oh,
you like that one, Stancil?
He's an athlete, sure.
His feet are. Tag.
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, your podcast sucks. Kids, funerals, Joey C. stinks. What do you think about Joey C.? Nothing?
I like him.
You're gay.
Yeah,
are you gay? Are you gay?
No.
Oh.
I should be.
I wish I was gay. I say it all the time. My sister's
solid
gay.
Questions. Are
but
you
being
gay,
gay as a guy is a lot
are
more.
Are you gay?
Do you like I'm gay for your audio, which sounds perfect now.
Yeah, I know. So I switched out 5 different wires, 2 different microphones, 2 different interfaces, and the problem was all I had to do was restart the fucking computer. Jesus!
The Joey C. School of Broadcasting.
Joey C. stinks. The dude.
Yeah, talk about Joey
Friday.
C. What's the back and forth?
I don't understand
he stinks.
What's going on with this guy. He's a nobody who thinks he's somebody. And, dude, don't say you're past us.
Leave
Husey
out of
show.
This.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you're picking on me.
No, Joey C., the dude stinks. I mean, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here.
How much would you have to be paid to smell his feet?
500.
He doesn't have feet. Didn't
exactly.
His feet get cut off?
Anyways, how are you boys doing? I just, I'm still angry. Obviously, I'm trying to cool down.
Now, are you drinking or on drugs? Because this is all the talk. I mean,
I'm
everybody's
not drinking.
Concerned.
I was rebuilding my fucking front door right before we got on
this shit.
I
hope you're not on drugs.
I've had the link built since 9 a.m.
Your audio's gone off.
What? No, it's not. Don't listen.
Don't do like I did with Joey C. for an hour and a half.
That was great when he just fumbling around. With
his he switched 4 different microphones.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it before, and he's entertaining as a retarded person, but he like actually thinks he's good at something or something. Not that this is any good at all. I mean, look
right.
At this
I mean, that's the whole point,
have.
Though.
Right.
The point is, this is supposed to be bad.
Right.
You know. That's why we ask doctors how big their dicks are. It's hilarious. Mm.
Yeah, by the way, I mean at this point it's a cock doc gate. I mean, we gotta see the size.
We have to see the size, Doc. Listen, I know you're a fan. I know you watch the show. I don't know who you are, what your name is. I have we're on some email chains. Listen, if you want to send me a private email at skimaskcollective@gmail.com, just let us know the size because we need to know the size of that hog. Especially after it's been talked about on MLC Friday. You know?
Hey, Stancil, you like working out a lot. You've lost quite a few lbs, as we said, in the street. Is your dick gotten bigger?
A few kilograms for you.
Yeah. Oh, a few grams, I tell you that, by right, Ski?
There you go. You can see the
What'd you get a new studio, Husey? I haven't seen you in a while. Where are you podcasting from now? Oh, nice.
This is in the dining room of... My staff's house, you see.
Nice. Nice package.
Nice. Yum, yum.
Speaking of Bauer, did you see where Bauer is? They changed their logo because kids these days don't know how to write cursive. Did you see that?
I didn't.
There's going to be a new logo. Apparently the Bauer brand, like what you're wearing on your pants now, is cursive. And kids,
wait a minute.
The new
we get a question from Lemmy about Ray DeVito. I think whatever it is she has, she should ask so that we can trash that scumbag. And also Alex Stein.
Alex Stein's cool. What's your beef with Ray?
He's a cunt.
He's disgusting. Do you want to listen to the voicemails he left this week?
Oh, from Husey? Yes, I would love to hear these.
From who?
Husey. No, now, listen, we broke it down last week. We figured out who it is.
That's so not me, because he said
it's
Ray DeVito. Why
don't you sit there in that chair and give us a listen?
Yeah, hey, listen to this. I haven't listened to these.
It might be Ray.
Her ass is tighter than Batman in a Joel Schumacher movie.
She said, whoever this is said her ass is tighter than Batman in a Joel Schumacher movie.
Hold the speaker to the side of the microphone. I want to see if that's true.
Based on Joel Schumacher's private life, there's no tight asses around his sets, if you know what I mean.
Your ass is tighter than Batman in a Joel Schumacher movie.
It's not very nice.
Yeah, how about that was kind of a bomb.
It was like, obviously, sexual parts. I get me. It's the other part. Yeah, I'm worried about. Okay, cool.
That's Ray.
No idea, but that sounds like
I want to hear the one. What did we do last week? The one that made Scully
does. What's that?
There was a voicemail we played last week that was absolutely hilarious. I don't remember how it went.
Let me see. I'm sure I have it here in my I have my records, extensive records. I gotta
something about
sift
Dick
back
being
through
hard.
These pictures of her big ass.
Yeah.
For $100, by the way, get your dick rated, see my
$100,
cock.
Folks, you get your cock rated. I mean, it's as simple as that. You send in the dick pic, $100, and you get rated and a picture of Jim Stansel's hog. It's just that simple, folks. It's not that, I mean, everybody wants to get rated. No, it's definitely not that one. It's,
She's had a sweet, it's nuts.
KB says, whoever it is sounds like a Piazza. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Husey, you gay?
Absolutely not. Around your mouth?
Yeah. You see him hugging guys at a wedding? All the pictures. I mean, are you kidding with these? And this is not a literal question. Are you kidding with the picture? Every time you're out, you got your hands all over guys and you're drinking.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I'm an alcoholic that likes to hug people when I'm out drinking.
You know
how to do it, I'll do it again.
I never see any pictures of you with a lady. Yeah, this is the best one. That's the best one. Let me hear that one.
Oh, hold on. I'm playing two at once. Hey,
hold it to the side of the microphone because I think that's where the sound comes from.
This is your doctor. I don't know what muscle you're trying to stretch, but it's tight. Just stop, please.
He's got
hold
the
on. I got to answer a phone.
Oh, that's a real phone. Hold on.
It's a real phone. This is not
I thought he had a doctor's office phone in the background. Answer. See what's going on.
This is Stansel calls me gay, yet there's multiple videos of him
gay.
Kissing Gino Visconti.
Well, there's nothing gay about gay for pay.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, I'm getting paid, and it's because I'm so confident in my sexuality. Everybody else who doesn't kiss guys is just a fucking coward homo. Now, Ski Mask, you were running a lawnmower in your room. Did you hear what I said about Real Ass Podcast? They're now muting.
I didn't hear a damn thing from the first until I jumped on. I didn't hear anything. No.
So if you listen to the newest Real Ass Podcast with
on Apple,
yeah, but they mute dick. Fucking, they mute every swear word, not just the big one.
It's got to be a joke. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's,
and they're not doing it as a joke yet.
No, they didn't even mention it. They clearly just edited out. And it wasn't funny bleeped out. It was just a blank.
You can't make money from unless you're PG.
Yeah,
anymore,
this guy makes a ton of money. His whole show is commercials. Why don't you tell
us? 15 minutes of commercials before we can hear you talk. Shut up. Listen, if he has his fucking his show, I'm going to have to delete it if this is real. I'm going to wait for the second episode, though.
That's the way it is. The PG war.
What's Lewis going for? A fucking Puerto Rican role in a mob movie?
You know, he's actually touring here in Belfast later this month.
Ray, I'm sorry to cut you guys off.
He's not funny.
Ray is at it again. That fucking pervert. You ready?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly. It's me, Ray DeVito, the Blood Shark, the host of Rock Bottom Podcast. I was just jerking off to the footage of the Hamas bombings in Palestine. And I was wondering, where are these nudes that you agreed to send me? Remember, it's at Ray DeVito, and I'm waiting for them. Also, I have a problem with black people.
What a disgusting guy.
Wow, Ray.
Why does he say that?
I don't know. Ray is out of control.
He's probably
Kelly,
drinking
please.
Again, even though the good doctor told him to stop.
Should I call Ray right now and see why he's doing
give him a
voice
ring.
Voice?
I'm sure.
Send him the link.
I'll call him real quick, see what's going
if
on.
If you get a fourth person on, my computer will literally melt.
I'm not having him on the show.
No, invite him on.
You already muted yourself anyway.
Great.
Hello, you've reached Ray DeVito.
Whoa, did he block me or is his phone dead?
Hello,
Whoa. Wow, wow, wow. Only one way to know. Ray needs to be stopped. Ray's a maniac. I want to hear that last one again. I mean, that was amazing work by the great Ray DeVito. I say great. Great pedophile. Yeah. I mean,
and it sounded exactly like, there's no denying it. He said his name. He jerks off the boy.
It's clearly him. There's no way it could be. Good show. Go Jags. I agree. Trevor Lawrence. Oh, my God. Do you know who Trevor Lawrence is, Husey?
No, but I've got something that Lemmy can jag. Oh!
Yeah, well, Trevor Lawrence, he's a sexy boy. Quarterback for the Jags. You should check him out.
Will do.
Yeah, you better. You're probably beaten off.
Right
now,
after.
This is an ADHD show, as it always has been, so we don't follow anything.
Yeah, I
took
30 milligrams of Adderall an hour ago.
So oh, so up? You are on drugs.
Yeah, I'm on Adderall, but I prescribe. What's up? What's going on?
Are you drinking too?
I don't drink during the day.
Hmm. Oh boy. Stevie.
Hey, it's 9 o'clock somewhere. Am I right?
Did you make amends? Yeah, you and Stevie had a big back and forth on MLC this week.
We did a show yesterday.
Was that all a work?
It was not a work. 100% not a work.
It didn't sound like a work.
But
you did a show yesterday.
Do I ever do anything that's a work, Stazzle? Like, come on, let's be real.
Oh, you buy Coke with a ski mask, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I just it just flew out of my mouth, and they ran with it. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep it going. I mean, these guys actually believe this. It's the most retarded thing you've ever heard in your life. I
well,
put
it
a
is
ski mask on to buy some Coke.
You should take it as a compliment to your character that they believe that it could possibly be true.
Right, because if I wasn't wearing the mask and I said that, there was no way that they would ever believe me. I'm hiding all emotion right here. You know, I can say what I want. That's amazing.
Did you see the accusation that fucking Twitter account is made against Stevie Lou? Or not even
no.
Twitter, Dalton Pruitt, whatever his name is.
Oh, I heard something about this.
Friend
so
of the
going
show.
On with that?
Yeah, he's, he apparently, I didn't, is blaming Stevie Lou for all Dalton's personal problems. And it's like, I don't think so, Penguin.
Now, Dalton has his own mental issues. He's down in Dallas. I don't think it has anything to do with Stevie Lou.
It doesn't, but he's blaming Stevie Lou, who I think is a good egg with a lovely smile.
Stevie
That's
is
right.
a good egg. He gets a bad rap. I just think sometimes, you know, he doesn't deliver the jokes the right way. So
yeah, but
who do you think is better on MLC, you or him?
I know for a fact I'm better on MLC.
Yeah.
I don't care what the fans say. What about you? Who do you think?
I think it's funny. I think he's technically a better co-host, but I think you're more entertaining on the show.
I'm a guest. I'm,
if
I'm
that
not
that
a
makes
co-host.
Sense. Yeah, right, right. That's
sense.
What I'm
yes.
saying.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I think you honestly are more entertaining on the show because you challenge Kevin and you do your thing instead of kind of he does cuck it up a little bit. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he laughs at something. That's Husey,
you're the tiebreaker.
I don't watch MLC anymore,
no.
So I have no idea. I think
now, did
Kevin,
you have a falling out with Mr. Brenner?
I think Big Dog Kev sabotaged his show when he let that fucking cunt stutter and
John. Oh, whoa. We don't swear here. This is gas.
No
sorry.
Bad words.
I'm hungover, boys. I
just put up my fucking you super chat.
Hungover on cum.
And more like coming down. Right,
Chris,
yeah, I agree. All the way up.
I appreciate that he didn't swear.
And then we forgot to put it up, so of course he came back with $5 and said, put up my fucking super chat. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, no, but MLC, when it got Stuttering John, it just became this endless repetitive fucking like, don't you hate Joey? Don't you hate Bob? And it's like, yeah, we got it. Be hilarious, which
so
you can't be.
I think you just said it right there. You're mad because Kevin is calling out Shuley.
No, I hate
you. You're a Shuley fan. You're a Shuley fan.
I'm a Shuley associate.
I know.
I gave you a spoiler alert. Me, Shuley, and Bob are going to jump you two guys.
You're going to jump me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, you better beat me off. I would like to.
Will.
I'm hard right now.
Prove it. Get up.
Prove it. Get up.
Mm.
Go Jags. So what's going on over there in Ireland? Nothing but doing Dabbleverse podcast. Ugh. Can't believe I said that word.
Yeah, no, we over in Ireland, we're getting
Who's we? Who's we?
Oh, there's an announcement. Don't you worry. But I want to rant about Alex Stein for a second.
Alex Stein's a great associate, but go ahead. I mean, you're stepping on cold water here.
I have a problem with people who say they'll do shows, organize a time, and then just ghost you, which he's done to me twice now.
Ooh, and let me give him a call.
Yeah, send him the link. I'll call him.
We slept with Alex Stein.
I slept right next to him, and me and him chatted all night. And
you did. You kept me and Steven. We all four of us slept in a room. What do you think about that? Are you jealous? Kelly P., my whore manager, wants to know when you're coming to the States, Uzi.
November.
I'll call him Stein. I'll get down to the bottom of this. I mean, this is how you do it, folks. You get connected. You get people.
He was up late with Kevin with his cats.
Watch, he won't answer. I'll leave him a voicemail. It's
he's big time, yeah.
He's probably watching the Jaguars game. He's probably out. Wow, I would have left him a voicemail.
And nobody picks up for you anymore. Maybe you've pissed too many. Maybe you've gone too far, Steve.
I don't think so. I mean, what do I do that's that wrong? I mean, I never pissed you off. Have I ever made you mad, Stanza, once? Besides the money?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think everyone is I think the problem is everyone is gay.
Everyone doesn't get it. That's the problem, Stan. Everyone's so uptight.
Right. Well, we're dealing with here's the problem. Here's the problem in our corner of this podcast world is, Kevin is really doing a pretty smart show because he knows what he's doing with everyone. And a lot of the mongoloids who watch it just watch it for the surface, you know, anger ripping apart stuff. Don't really get what he's doing. And we're doing this is very, very meta and highbrow what we do over here. This is not Joey C, Little Mir, just terrible bullshit. This is we do real stuff. We have on Europeans, like this Icelandic man here. this fine Icelandic man, Happy Reykjavik. I forgot what I was saying.
Now there's a thousand shows. There's a thousand shows. I mean, I sometimes wake up, I'm like, is Ski Mask over? Is it done? Is Ski Mask Collective over? It'll never be over because we were the first to do it.
Because we're not dead. It's not going to be over until I'm dead. You're going to have to kill me.
Yeah, you got to fucking put a bullet in my head if you want the shit to end.
Please, please, oh, please, put a bullet in my fucking head.
Please. Listen, I'm working on my door right now. It's wide open.
I hate everyone.
Come. I want you to just come. Come, come.
I'm gonna fucking come right fucking now.
Fucking beat off right now on the show.
So fucking mad.
Play a fist. Beat off. Yes, 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 Daddy. I mean, it's ridiculous. So many shows.
Don't get that on the Joey C show. Does Joey C ever masturbate on camera?
Yeah, Joey C. How big is your fucking dick, pussy?
How big is your dick, pussy?
So Stevie Lou's got a fight coming up, and he ordered a new bag yesterday straight from SkiMaskCollective.com. Now, so this is what, matter of fact, 1 second. Whoa, what is that? Holy shit. So Stevie Lou, when he fights, will be showing up with, that's right, folks. He ordered this yesterday to show up to the fight to be sure to let everyone know there's cocks on the bottom. There's dicks. There's penises. There's Jim Stansels. There's this guy in a ski mask. A ski mask collective on both ends.
So we will ship to Europe? Do we ship to the European Union?
No, but I can make a special exemption if you want to.
What are your genuine predictions for this fight? Because I have to say, based on the sizes, I'm going with Katsu, whatever the fuck his name is. There's no chinks in his armor.
I was texting with Cabana King this morning, and I said, dude, I mean, as much as I love Stevie, I consider him a good friend, I have to say, I think he's going to lose this fight. And yeah. Cabana turned around and said, nope, I think Stevie Lou is absolutely going to crush him. So, Team Ryan, for myself, sorry, Stevie, I think you're in over your head, but we'll see what's going on. I just have to say that to be honest, because I bet sports, and I'm going to bet on the best player.
It always goes back to little boxer called, I don't know, Mike Tyson. Ever heard of that little boy? He had the legendary thing, the uppercuts advantage, because he was the smaller fighter. So you put him in there, these like 6'5" tall giants, and Tyson is ripping their heads off.
You like that 6'5", right? You like those big guys?
Love it. Like the baggy shorts. The jackets fit them well. So fucking, think that if Katsuri catches Stevie with an uppercut with that height difference, it may knock Stevie out cold. And coming from
one of the best sports hosts in the nation, Stancil, I mean, what are your thoughts?
As the host of Sports Mass Collective, the number one comedy sports podcast, the only one hosted by an All-American, frankly. I think Ryan Katsuravere is a dear, dear friend. He admires my calves. He's told me on many occasions. He's a beautiful boy. I think Ryan Katsuravere is a stronger man. I think he will be in better shape. Stevie's however, there's reach. There's no denying that height advantage of Stevie. He's a big, lanky son of a bitch. He'll probably be all he'll be all hepped up. He's been running. You see how manic he gets. So I feel like he's going to get punched in the nose and then just go wild. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you get hit in the nose and you just rage and you start beat the hell out of like a kid. This. And then you get suspended for a week and you get grounded and they take your Game Boy. And then you go back to school and you make the kid cry again. So he gets suspended
like
for another 3 days.
Issues.
Anywho, so that I honestly think it'll be I honestly think it's going to be interesting for that reason.
It is a perfect matchup. That's why it was very hard for me to bet against my friend.
You know, I think either Stevie knocks him out or if it goes a distance, Ryan wins by decision. How about that?
Right.
Rack me.
I like it. Rack him.
Prediction is that both of them are going to win?
I like everybody. I'm Ray DeVito. I wish everyone well.
It's like Paul fight last night.
Have we two prong question, like a fork, steak fork. Have we been officially invited and what will our roles be? I'm getting a little annoyed. I haven't been asked to attend this event personally. I need to be invited to things personally.
I just sent Ray the link, by the way.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Ray, what's going on?
Fuck you!
You're such a dickhead.
See?
That was good. Lost my train of thought. Thanks for that, Husey.
Are they talking about being invited to the fights?
What?
Oh yeah, have we been invited?
I have not been officially invited. However, I do know that Stevie Lou will be showing up to the fight with a brand new special gym bag. You can only order at SkiMaskCollective.com, so he'll be repping that. But we have not gotten the official invite yet.
Because I love
when that
the
invite
role.
Comes, I expect it to be in a group message. You know, you, myself, and even the great Mead, who's not a part of this channel anymore. You know, he's part of the past, whatever. You know, he puts on these good shows. You're muted. You're muted. I don't know why. You keep cutting. Your mic keeps cutting out. God.
He wasn't muted. He just wasn't speaking.
Oh, is that what it was? He's fucking with me? Is that everybody fucking with me this weekend?
So he muted himself?
It's the worst.
Yeah, but what do you think's going to happen if Stevie Lou dies?
Stevie Lou won't die. It's not going to be that type of fight. That's why he wanted it in a ring. And, you know, I kept saying, hey, let's do it on the beach. Then there could be problems, like somebody might die. But no, Stevie Lou's not going to die.
Yeah. That'd actually be worse for Stevie Lou because he would, do you mean on the beach, like on the sand?
Right.
Yeah, because Stevie Lou's heavier, so he would sink in, and his little tootsies would be all sandy. Ooh,
my tootsies are sandy.
All right, calm down. That's a good impression, though. I like that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good Stevie.
What about you? I can do an impression of Ray DeVito if you're interested.
What?
I can do an impression of Ray DeVito.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this. Let's go.
Let me hear this. hey, Kelly, it's me, Ray DeVito. I want to put an iron bar in your anus. It's Ray DeVito.
That's not my bad. Favorite part is when Ray DeVito, when he's leaving these voice messages, he has to follow up and make sure that she knows that it's Ray DeVito.
Yeah, it's weird that Kelly seems like a nice person, but Ray's just targeting her, and I think she should sue you.
Now, what is this? So Chad was on MLC the other day, and Chad claims that Ray DeVito is the nastiest person that he's ever met.
I would agree.
In light of these voicemails, how can one disagree? It's just totally disgusting. Well, sexual harassment, right. At the very least, if not assault.
don't you find it kind of strange that Ray has like a fallout with Shuli and just a few months later the Hamas attacks happen? I'm just saying.
Well, there are no coincidences. We know that.
Well, it's like I was telling Kevin the other day. You know, Kevin started calling out Shuli, and then next thing you know, our entire
Hey, Yuzi, do you know Ski Mask was on Kevin's show?
Kevin who? Get it?
He's very proud of being on Kevin's show.
Oh, aren't you proud to be on Gino's show? Because you're always on time, Stancil. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, well, you'll be both a couple of cunts because I'm so tough that I'm too tough for MLC. Kevin Brennan is afraid of me because I made fun of him instead of going, yeah, Kevy, I like your story.
That's what Stevie Lou does.
I was just going to say, that's a good Stevie Lou impression. Pretty much.
Come on, Ryan. I fight so you.
Let's all laugh at everything like another hack.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Nothing is funny. There's nothing funny about anything. Everything is very...
If you laugh, it better be genuine. That's it.
No, I'm in... Like I said at the top, I am being held hostage in a... This is a wall. I mean, things aren't great. And I've had a bad week. And heads are going to roll. And it might be my own off of a razor wire.
Good. Tell us more about what's depressing you.
What's got you laughing today? Depressing? No, more rage than anything.
Stetson, I'm going to send you over my, I happen to stumble upon this, but I found my FanDuel receipts, my career stats. Less than a year, me and Vinny Cash, of course, played all weekend. And I just want you to break it down, or do a little bit of reading.
Well, listen, let's start with the winnings first of all, folks.
Winnings, folks.
Winnings over the last year. This guy has won $471,109.51. How about a hand? Yuzi?
Thank you, guys. Listen, me and Vinny, we've been busting our fucking balls trying to get this money. We got fat parlays ready for today.
Now, he has bet $504,646.57. That is a deficit of $33,537.06. So he's lost. I could.
Woo! Listen, we're going to win this parlay tonight. We got a parlay tonight for $141,000. It's
going to hit. There's only one way back. Oh, listen, I had a huge weekend last week. And if you follow me on Twitter, you saw all the big wins. I got big parlays in this week. I mean, my biggest win last week was $39 off of $2. I'm no Vinny Cash, but that's big in my world. I'm so small. Get it?
Sounds like you're making It's Hughie Hello money. See how it works? Cunts. Yeah,
last Sunday, I told you that if the Jets won, I would send you a band, meaning 1,000.
Yeah.
I sent that thinking the Texans were actually going to win. And then, at the very end of the game, they lost. And then the Jets won. I still didn't get a band because the Texans lost. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yuzi, do you do sports betting over there?
What's going on with the gambling over there?
Meatball rolling, whatever the fuck people do.
No, because boxing is the only sport that I watch, and boxing is now fake. So I'm done with sports.
Do you think the fight last night was rigged?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Stancil? Did you watch?
Listen, I would let Logan Paul punch me in the face.
Get Kelly on the horn because she posted about it.
We need a
first-hand
report from this.
I was hoping that Dylan would beat the fuck out of that clown, but Logan looked good in the.
But that's the thing; he would have if it was real. But there's money in Logan Paul winning.
Shut up, Yuzi. Hello,
hold it to the side of the mic.
I'm with Hugh. What are you? What are you doing? First of all, shut up.
Beating off.
I'm about to watch the game.
Are you touching yourself again?
Yeah, beating up the show.
Mm-hmm. What we need first-hand analysis. Did you see that you watched the fight last night?
Yeah, I watched the fight. Bullshit. I can't fucking stand Logan Paul. And then it just got out of control, and that whole brawl at the end was just ridiculous.
Was it a work? Was it all a work like MLC?
No, it wasn't. There was too much buildup around it. I mean, it was just, it got too heated, and then he won by decision, and it's total bullshit.
Now, you're going to the Bears game?
A fighter and a wannabe boxer, and you put them together, and it was just stupid.
Yeah, I take it back. Girls talking about sports is fucking awful. I hate this. Are you going to the Bears game?
No, I'm watching it.
Yeah. All right.
You pay for cable?
Naked pictures. Goodbye.
Speaking of Bears, she better be B-A-R-E. Am I right, guys? Ha ha, sexy.
She's so old she can't bear children.
She just takes pipe. It's called a cum dumpster. Anywho. Yeah,
I've got some honey for that bear. But you knew that the Logan Paul thing was fake because at the end of the fight, he challenged the wrestler at Rey Mysterio to a wrestling match. So, and they had it all
kind of funny,
but they had it all planned, and it's just like that is stupid. And anybody who pays for that type of shit is a you know what tard. And I will not lower myself to it because I am 38 and I grew up with Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield and some white people. So I'm not going to fucking pay for YouTube fake fights. I want to see people get hit so hard that it injures their neck, which is what used to happen. No, that's for girls.
Only in America.
Now, NFL's shit.
All right. You're gay. What do you? We talked about this on the last show. How do you feel? Ski Mask said he once had a threesome with his brother.
With another man?
His own brother. Oh no, the third was a woman.
It's called
allegedly,
a tag team.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it was. I'm sure they didn't fuck each other, but I do think that a ski mask nibbled on his ear at some point.
Don't you think it's a little weird?
Yeah.
What's weirder, having a threesome with your brother or taking a shower with two other guys?
Having a threesome.
Thank you. Yeah, as I always say, the shower.
I'll put up a poll after the show.
I'm putting up a poll right now.
Yeah.
I got a big poll right now.
Yeah. Talk to Kelly. I got a fucking. I just put up a poll.
Yeah.
How about you?
My
Uzi helmet. McPeace?
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I've been training a lot.
Irish potato down there. You got one of those baby potatoes. One of those Epstein eight.
Whoa,
dicks.
Little Lemmy hitting in. The brother stuff is far weirder. Listen, there was no dick touching. He's getting blown while I'm hitting it from the back.
Yeah, but how did you get a hard on knowing that your brother has a hard on?
Drugs.
Did you guys? How'd you get a
hard on?
How do you think
drugs?
I found myself in that situation in the first place? Drugs.
Because you're gay.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I did kiss Stan, so I've kissed, you know.
Well, he has a nice, swarthy, foreign skin, so.
And? So does my little brother.
Right.
He's tan.
Yeah.
Big piece, too.
But yeah, I don't think I could ever.
People are really not happy about this brother shit.
No, yeah. It's disgusting. It's incestual, hedonistic.
How? I mean, I didn't blow a load. I mean, we were high on coke.
So you guys didn't come together?
I know I didn't. I don't know if he did.
Brothers that come together, run together, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. They make white.
Something there. Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm sorry for saying come, make white, of course. Luckily, all you mongoloids, I brought that into your vernacular because I'm an English major and I say make white. You're all welcome.
Speaking of making white, do you still have a jungle fever?
Good question.
I just got what that meant. Sorry, that took me a second.
She's still floating around. She's still floating around, that young lady.
They can swim?
Actually, funny. I'm glad you said that. She was a swimmer and still holds high school records in her town. So,
yeah, well you know, they need to get into the country somehow.
Now, Husey, what do you think about this? Vinny Cash. Yesterday, I was on the phone with him. It's kind of the reason I sent you the message.
Phone sex?
No, we were gambling. He said that you've never said anything that's made him laugh. Your thoughts?
Whoa,
he's probably correct.
Fair enough. Anywho, yeah. So, no jungle bunnies, Jim Stan?
Well, my little hair, as you said, bunny. I say hair. She's because she's 10 years.
Isn't a hair a male bunny?
I think they're different animals. I think hairs have.
No, I think a hair is what you call a male bunny. Someone look that up for me.
Adam, look it up.
No, there's rabbits and there's hares. It's like sharks and dolphins.
No, it's like a dolphin and a porcupine. What do you call it? Porpoise.
Yeah. Porcuous. Porcupine. Dolphin or a porcupine. That's it. Yeah. No, she's still poking around.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be poking.
She with blew a spear? Me off in the. She blew me off not in a good way last week. So you know me, I'm a alpha male. Jim Tate Stansel, they call me. So she Tate. Doesn't deserve. Like Adam
did,
Tate or Andrew
did she
Tate.
Did say, Jim, I'm American woman now. You treat me like animal.
She's half black. What are you? What is that accent?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh my God, that was terrible. Brutal. I thought you were doing a Hamas accent.
Alligators and crocodiles.
What's the difference?
Snout. Ox and a bull. Anywho. I mean, people are putting the greatest stuff in here. Ox and bull. Alligators and crocodile. I mean,
I'm chained to this chair, so I can't get closer to read the super chat.
Because you're in jail. Hair of wild bunnies.
I'm in the Gaza Strip. It's live from Gaza.
What's going on over there?
Oh, they're just killing everybody, but then saying that they're just killing everyone here, and then saying that they're being persecuted. Anywho, and they know they're all millionaires, and they run every industry in the world, and they're the ones that are being prosecuted, and it's all just anywho.
Did you see that fat ugly bitch Amy Schumer? He looks like Jack Black when he does that. Amy Schumer put out a tweet trying to make this whole Hamas thing about her and her big fat legs.
It's all going to go away now that she tweeted it, luckily.
Right. Hopefully it does. I mean, thank God nobody's talking about Ukraine. Just thank God. Oh, my God. I guess the Ukraine situation just went away.
Tell you what, it's not going to go away, her big fat ass. Am I right, boys?
She's still going to be fat.
Woman steak.
How
Listen,
do you have?
Here's what fat bitches do. They marry a chef. I mean, good night. This fat fucking hog, Amy Schumer.
Only Amy Schumer can be this fat bitch with no arse. How's that even possible? She doesn't have like a big arse. It's like it's just large.
Forehead. Her ass went to her forehead. That's why you call her.
She's shaped like Grimace. Yeah, it's just a big kind of analogous blob, as they say.
She looks like Mr. Perfect.
Hey, Mrs. Imperfect.
She's Haitian Irish. Thought, Tuzi? Jim Stansel's chick is.
She's Haitian then. Oh, if she's black and Irish, that means she's a living Guinness.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, nope. Because Guinness is black.
Vinny Cash sure didn't laugh, I tell you that.
Yeah, Vinny's not laughing, brother. I'll call Vinny live on the air right now.
Call everybody, see if he picks up. Nobody picks up for this guy anymore. This guy is persona non grata.
He's
been exiled from the podcast community. He's trying to bring me down with him, and Gino is not happy about it.
I'm not bringing you down.
Why don't you leave
Gino
alone? Why don't you leave Gino alone?
Never. Gino fucked with me first. He stole my partner.
You ruined it. You ruined the show.
Oh, the show was so bad.
What's up, Fag?
Hey, you're live on Ski Mask Collective right now, Vinny.
We're going to take that out.
Listen,
is
what do you think about Husey? What's going on with him?
I like Husey. I just said his voice bothers me. He doesn't sound Irish.
He's not funny, right?
That's no, he's not saying. Irish, see?
Not funny, no.
Yeah, thank you. What are your thoughts about Jim Stansel dating a Haitian-Irish person?
She's shorter than him?
She's about the same height, maybe
same
a little
height,
shorter.
Stansel says, same height.
Big ol' ass, though, let me tell you.
That sounds fine. Just hide your wallet.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Hide your
she's
wallet.
She's got an Irish brain with a black body.
I'll call you after the show, all right?
So she's a dumb cunt, then?
That's right.
So I don't know how you're going to win Vinny over, Husey. I really don't. I think it's your annoying voice. You might have to get a voice changer, one of the surgeries.
I'll try.
I got something you can try. Some cock. Anywho, what else is on your notes, Stance?
Yeah, Cabana King says it's a good one.
Cabana King's not in here.
Yeah, no, he told me that after you fucked him in front of another woman.
No, he's on the road right now. I can't fuck with him.
Over under, how quickly when Anthony gets back is Opie going to be on the show? Because it's all but a done deal at this point. Opie's just totally changes tune. Opie's basically sucking Anthony off on Twitter since he almost died. Have you not been paying attention?
Not. I haven't seen any of this. No, he's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all happening. I wish him well. I'm putting everything that happened in the past behind us. Life's too short.
But only Opie's tweeting that.
Mm. Yeah, Anthony's dead. He's gonna have him on. Anthony knows how Raid. Anthony's always said he's just insane, and he's the one who's had a problem with him. Well, all right, then I'll say it because I'm Stancil Sardamas. Opie will be on Compound Media before the end of the year. Rack me.
All right, before the end of the year, you have to come podcast over here and take a cold plunge, right?
And I gotta get a hand job. If Opie shows up,
yeah, the hand job. If Opie shows up at Compound Studios before the end of the year, you could squash both those bets. How about that?
Fine.
You don't have to come here. You don't have to do a cold plunge.
I don't mind coming there. I'll come anywhere.
You don't.
How old's the bet?
How old's the cold plunge bet? A year?
I went in the water somewhere.
You lose. If you lose, you gotta pay your bets. But I'll cancel both those bets if Opie goes in the studio, but before the end of the year.
Well, you're terrible. So you haven't been paying it. You're too wrapped up trying to get on Kevin's show to be paying attention to what's going on.
I don't try anything. He texts me.
Joey C texts him.
You know, I hope this doesn't come.
All right.
I hope this doesn't come across as offensive, but
please watch your language.
I think it's ironic that Kevin Brennan made fun of the people that go on Shuley's show, yet Brennan will have pieces of shit on like Ski Mask and Stancil and Stevie Lou.
You're just jealous because you do a show with fucking Stinky Gino. And I'm sitting here in my house, and I got to do a show with MLC. No, because you said it earlier. Oh, Ski Mask is sucking up to Kevin. Am I? I'm just sitting in my house, and I just hop on a show.
I'm not paying for train tickets
and going down and being on time and seeing Gino.
By the way, still haven't gotten
you're
paid
jealous,
this week.
You're jealous. What we got?
He still never paid me this week, by the way.
Oh, really? Gino, pay up. I'll call him out.
No, it's fine. Now, you, no, Gino says you're bringing me down. Husey, Gino says Ski Mask is actively sabotaging me and bringing me down. Do you have room at the Husey Network for me? I got to mute myself for a second.
I don't think that Ski Mask was sabotaging you at all. I just think that you get too drunk and tried to get involved in the show that you weren't involving him in. That's exactly what happened.
I like Chuck,
but I'm not taking a shot. But I think that you're got a hangover. I think that you're much funnier than Chuck Mangione is. So I like Chuck, but I thought that if you're going to be there, you might as well be making yucky with the comedy cake. You know what I'm saying?
Well, somebody said, yeah, I mean, I know exactly what he's saying. Somebody told me to send Gino the link. Sorry I don't have any producers here. But, yeah, I'll send Gino the link. He's too much of a fucking pussy to come on here. I mean, Gino's gay. At the end of the day, Gino Bisconti loves penis. That's it. You know, he wants to block people, send people paragraphs instead of just calling them on the phone. He's gay. Gay. That's it. I mean, there's nothing else you can say about it.
I got to say, though, I do agree with Stancil. I think that Opie's going
to
be on.
Oh, Gino's in the chat. Gino, come on in. I sent you the link on Twitter, buddy. Oh, it'd be great to talk, buddy.
Hi, I like Gino. Hi.
Hi, Gino. Your fucking show blows. No one's watching your football show. You know what they are watching, though? Sports Mass Collective. That's what they're watching, Gino.
I don't watch that.
Yeah, but you don't even live in the USA.
Don't I? I'll be in New York next.
Gino's like he's a Shuley trying to steal my talent away from this show. You know, Gino was such a fan of Ski Mask Collective that he happened to stumble upon Jim Stancil and see his talent. And, hey, buddy, you want to come do every Tuesday, buddy? Hey, buddy,
Gino will be happy to know that next month, I will be in New York for about a week. And yes, Gino, I will allow you to have me on the fucking In Hot Water show if you match my fucking rider demands. Lemmy will come with me, of course. We've got that thing going on.
When are you coming?
Next month.
What's the dates?
I'll have to get back. I think it's actually from the 15th to the 20th.
All jokes aside, are you really coming up here?
So far, yes.
All right, let's meet up. See what's going on.
I can't make it.
All right. Vinny Cass says his wife wants to fuck you. Your thoughts?
Good.
His wife's a very nice lady.
That's enough for me.
All right. Keanu says that Gino is currently peeing, probably peeing out liquor. Of course, being Sunday, he's losing all of his bets.
I've got liquor for her, if you know what I mean.
Liquor ours.
Yes. Toss the salad. What's Constanzo hear us?
No, he put us on mute because he's currently in holding right now. He's talking to the jail officers, trying to see if he can get out of holding. I don't know what's going on with that.
Will we trash him until he comes back?
Yeah, we could trash him. You start. Go ahead.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with the sunglasses indoors? I'd punch him in the face if I see that.
You'll punch him.
Yeah?
Punch his lights out.
Easily. You see the size I am, a big boy. He's a fucking
dwarf. I want to see the actual size. What's going on downstairs?
I got a nice size going.
Good piece? Show us. Tell me when to stop. Wow. Oh, that's a huge
hole. Yeah. I'm very confident at the minute.
Up in this says, my husband wants to bang Husey. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm done.
You don't bang guys?
No.
Fucking piece of shit. Yeah, sunglasses here. Indoors. I mean, it's just his thing. It's what he does.
Yeah, and he can hurt like a fucking
rather
woman.
Bang Husey than Ski Mask. Your thoughts?
No, he looks like he's a jungle fever.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the Stancil's a cunt, and I was thinking that it's good that when Stancil's on the show, and maybe I'll bump into him. We'll hang out in New York.
I mean, Husey, a lot of the people in the comments want to know. One second, hold on. Stancil. I mean, when's the last time you got laid?
Me?
That last time you put your penis in some vagina.
Me or this today? Guy? Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Where's this fucking noise coming
from?
It's
my brothel calling me. Yo, I'll be there later. I already have $1,000 on them.
Is that your dumb brother?
It's my hey Cabana. People are clowning us because I said you and I had a threesome together, and they're saying that's more disgusting than three dudes taking a shower. Your thoughts? I mean, all we were doing. I mean, it's not like I know I didn't come. Did you come?
This conversation is gay.
Right. All right. I gotta finish doing the show. I'll call you after.
That could be the name of the episode. Just gay.
Every episode. That I mean, even that conversation was gay as hell, Ski Mask. Like, talking to your own blood about coming,
it's hilarious.
Strange.
Here's the problem. You guys were hurt as children. You weren't close to anybody. Me and Cabana were hurt as children, and we're close. That's it. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, you were molested. Now you molest each other. It's fucking weird.
That doesn't mean you should rub veiny penises together.
We didn't. No, cocks never touched. No, cocks never touched.
Talking about
don't you guys think it's hilarious to fucking to look at your boy's cock like your best friend? He walks in, you're like, yeah, pull him down.
Yeah, but not my brother.
Yeah, that's
my
gay.
Best friend. I don't even consider him my brother. He's like my best friend. What do you want me
nothing to wrong with being gay. It's just weird when it's your brother.
Yeah,
just I never really thought. Just
wait a minute. Hold on.
Ever? What the fuck?
I mean, all right, enough of you fucking your brother.
What happened?
Together. What, I didn't get my answer. You're sabotaging me. Husey, is there room for me at Husey Entertainment?
Absolutely. In fact, I could give you a little bit of a scoop.
You know, maybe I'll jump ship. Maybe I'll get out
Bob
of this fucking
Levy
mask.
Is starting the Levyverse.
I saw that. Maybe there's room there. He
What's
seems
up,
very
you
excited.
Dumb my Cowboys play your Chargers tomorrow, and they're
Hi,
absolutely
Gino.
Gonna dominate.
Hey, Husey.
Hey,
now, we
Keanu.
We were.
Hey, here's a hilarious joke. Are you ready, boys? Did you have an excellent adventure? Or a bogus journey?
Gino, I'm thinking about leaving. Gino, I'm being sabotaged. I'm thinking of leaving.
No one said, look, I'm just saying, I've said this before, I'll say this again. One, we talked about it on the air. That fucking thing with the sign last week was great. I wish you could have seen me showing up there. They're like, do you know that guy? And I just laughed. Like, I may have didn't do it. And it's like a gig where they're yelling about something.
It looks so threatening.
The club owner came out and started yelling at me. I was like, fuck, I'm not going to buy tickets now. So I was like, I got to get out of here.
I think the funniest part is still... Yeah, it's 3 blocks from my house, but you got so drunk your girlfriend had to drive you there.
I know, she didn't have to. I asked her to. I was going to walk.
The funniest part for me was the throwaway line. They asked you where the parking was, and you said, "Oh, they didn't tell you."
How about in the video when he's just talking on the phone? He goes, "What do you mean I smell?" When he's just sitting there and he can't hear off camera, he goes, "What do you mean I smell like booze?" I'm like,
"Yeah, he did." He goes, "You smell like you've been drinking." I'm like, "What? What do you mean?"
Gino, all right, enough of this happy horse shit. I was gonna save that. I have it on my list for In Hot Water, but let the record show. Sports Mass Collective came to be before the football show, before Misery Loves Football. So you copied us. Thank you, Rack Me.
Okay, let me tell you a four-letter word, ESPN. People do sports, okay?
But
no one
Americans.
Talks about sports like me. Let me tell you something that we do on the In Hot Water Football Show that you don't, okay? Because you're on YouTube, and this nigger says whatever he wants on the In Hot Water Football Show.
I knew it was coming. Gino, stop.
Gino, do you know they don't swear? Gino, do you know they bleep out swear words on Gas Digital now? I'm not kidding.
Yes. Did you hear about this?
Like, even the F word.
What do they call Godfrey's show?
If you listen to the latest Real Ass podcast, apparently they're bleeping out even the word dick.
Dick, fuck, cock, cunt. They bleep it all out. Cowards!
Your thoughts?
It's not even cowards. It's just they have no vision. They just want to be like, how, like now more than ever, don't you think you have to set yourself apart with like free speech and speaking your mind? Anyone could be another one of these woke faggots.
All right, Chucky, relax.
Like you were saying it off air. You were saying it off air, Ski Mask. Blacks aren't peoples. I hate those coons. And gays were made wrong by God. You were saying that, right?
What was it? No, I said all I said off air was come for the opener, leave for the headliner. That's all I said off air.
And you said free vaccine.
I thought that was the funny thing. I was giving out free vaccines. What's up? I asked that nice couple if they agreed the fact that you love the N-word, and they said no.
I don't. We talked about it this week on In Hot Water. I don't say it on stage, and people that I've worked with forever are like, yeah, he says it on stage. I don't. So I think I'm just going to start going on stage, screaming it, and walking off to make the. If you got to do the time, you might as well get to commit the crime. Am I right?
I mean, I've done the time for the crime. Still owed for Smith County.
Anyway, I'm just checking in. You did great. We're watching you. Because my charges
nice
don't.
Feet,
my charges with Harry.
My
cancel. Are you going to
dominate? Go ahead, County.
Would be surprised if they did. What was your question, Kiki Lou?
Are we going to come to our wedding, Jim?
Hold on. Hold on, my computer's melting because there's four people.
Get married in South Carolina.
I would love to come. Do you need a flower boy? I'll be a flower boy. Wait, Gino, before you go, it's a hot topic on today's show. Ski Mask once had a threesome with his own brother and another woman. Gay?
Oh, that is not.
Or Keanu, you can answer too.
I mean, what's worse, having a threesome with your own brother?
Oh, let him answer, you coward!
You didn't give the second part. What's gayer, or taking a shower with two other guys?
Wait, what?
Gayer? What's gayer, having a threesome with your brother, or taking a shower with two other men?
What's gayer, getting fucked in the ass or blowing a dude? It's gay. They're gay.
Both are gay. I mean, that's an honest
answer. Like you have to hunt down the other people. Like, at least I didn't shower with two dudes. I'm not, and all kidding aside, I don't know if it's gay having a threesome with your brother. Depends how close you are. I don't want to have a threesome with Max Lowe other than me, him, and this pink blanket. But aside from that,
Is that Ray's blanket?
It is. I wouldn't be comfortable having a threesome with my brother.
Now, Gino, I mean, fair point. I know you have to go, but for a second, can you listen to the voicemails that Ray DeVito has been leaving for Kelly? I mean, they're fucking disturbing.
I'd love to hear one.
All right, play one, Stancil. Play one of the best. I want to hear one of these fucking voicemails again. So Ray DeVito has been in Kelly's Instagram.
Hey, Kelly, it's me, Ray DeVito, the Blood Shark, the host of Rock Bottom Podcast. Footage of the Hamas bombings in Palestine, and I was wondering, where are these nudes that you agreed to send me? Remember, it's at Ray DeVito and I'm waiting for them. Also, I have a problem with black people.
Ah, disgusting. DeVito, I mean, fucking Ray control, DeVito.
He's a scumbag.
Gross.
Yeah, nothing surprises me with this. I'm less surprised that he hates black and more surprised that he talks like some fucking loser on the other side of the ocean.
Gino, are we going Australia? To the stand Monday night to hang out with Kevin and Ray?
Are we? What's Monday night?
They're going to the stand, apparently. We can go and I'll sleep over and then we'll do a show.
No, because, you know what's gayer than fucking showering with your with dudes?
Males,
fucking
male sleepovers?
Blowing off the Chargers and the Phillies NLCS game one to go hang out at the stand on a Monday night. And this is why I love Ray DeVito, because that was last week. Because I love watching him fail. He thinks this makes him a comedian. I'm going to the stand Monday night. Okay, you absolute fucking waste of life.
It's Alex Stein's show.
What's that?
That's Alex Stein's produced show.
Why's Alex Stein there?
Yeah, let's go.
Why's Alex Stein?
I promoted it. You sniped his stream last night. Didn't you hear him talking about it?
Yeah, Stancil's inviting you, but I'll be there.
I'm not good at stream sniping. We ended up talking over him and just having our own conversation.
We'll do a reverse. So Stancil's inviting you now, so I'll just show up like I did.
Rayverse.
He's on Skanks next this Tuesday, according to fucking Chris Mack.
Monday.
Who?
Oh, Monday. Okay, so it's not a comedy show. He's on Skanks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, once again, do you see Al? And if Kevy Brenny going Monday night?
He's not. There's no way he's going.
He said he was going to go hang out.
He didn't.
There's no way he's going, because right after this, I'm going to tweet an old picture of me jumping rope when I fill out abs and saying, getting ready to see Kevin Monday night.
Why don't you guys go? You can make fun of each other's significant others together and bury the old hatchet.
You mean Kevin Brennan's whore fucking wife? His whore wife that loves sucking the dick. More dicks in the shower than fucking him in a threesome in the shower.
Gino's on MLC way before Opie is on Anthony's show.
What? We're putting this on Gas Digital. We're going to have to take all of this out.
So apparently we made an over-under bet. So what's your over-under, Gino? Do you think that Opie will appear on the Kumia show before the end of the year?
No, why?
I said yes.
Thank you.
Why do you say
100% yes? Have you not been paying attention? He's burying the hatchet. He's
not burying the hatchet. Fucking Gavin McInnes said it perfectly. Opie talking about Anthony is like if Clarence Clemens, he's dead now, the E Street Band, broke up and then started a tour called Clarence Clemens and the E Street Band. All fucking he's doing is talking about him now so he can fucking glom off the clicks and the notoriety Anthony still has. That's all he's doing. And it makes him even, it makes Opie an even bigger, more disingenuous piece of shit.
Wasn't Clarence Clemens from that Christmas movie? Or was he a Supreme Court justice?
Clarence Clemens was, of course, in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Keanu?
What? I got something bogus for you.
No, Clarence Clemens used to play for Lady Gaga, too. The great saxophone player. And I
Wait, that's the black guy. Yeah.
He's an African American.
Sorry.
Yeah. He died from a drive-by.
He's from Chicago.
All right. Well,
anywho, Ski Mask Collective. I mean, live. Yeah. You got the coast live from the jail cell. I mean, are you gonna get?
I mean, I'm in Gaza. I'm seeing what's what over here. Seems nice. Besides all the Jews bombing us, but other than that, it seems fine. Anywho, I'll be on Compound Media on Tuesday.
Of course you will.
A beautiful, beautiful program. Maybe I'll leave this network and never come back someday. And
that's all I ask. All I ask is when you get ready to leave, it's a formal phone call or a handwritten letter. That's it.
I hate phone calls, and I don't.
That's all I ask. If you do it through text or you just ghost me,
I'm gonna text you.
Garbage.
I'll text you.
You ever see The Simpsons when Homer quits the freak show? It's like, I want your resignation on my desk in the morning. You don't have a desk. Leave it on the hood of my car.
Ski Mask doesn't have a car. Oh, no, he does have a car.
Who just added themselves?
Who did?
Even do that. What the fuck? We're hopping off. We're wrapping up.
By the way, I don't mean to brag, but when I went to your link, I had to choose between I had a link from you and Jake Hudson. This is me just rubbing your noses in my face.
What's going on, Better, with your pink blanket? Who'd you steal that from? Ray? Stevie just joined
a
the
fan
cast. What's up, Stevie? Got something you'd like to say?
With Max Lode.
Good, Steve. Can you guys keep? I got to run. I was trying to play it off, but God bless you all,
Stevie. Because we're about to. I got to fix my door.
Yeah, I have to run. Oh, hi, Stevie Lou.
Bye, Gino. Love you, Gino. Bye.
Love you guys. Love you, Stevie. Later, kid.
Later. All right, Stevie. What's up? You joined yourself. Obviously, you have something you like to talk about. No.